This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said on Saturday that there was currently no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 and have antibodies are protected from a second coronavirus infection. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
In a scientific brief, the agency warned governments against issuing immunity passports or risk-free certificates to people who have been infected, as their immunity is not guaranteed. The practice could actually increase the risks of spreading coronavirus, as people who have recovered may ignore advice on taking precautions. Chile said last week it would begin handing out health passports to people who had developed antibodies to the virus. They could immediately rejoin the workforce. The WHO said it continued to review the evidence on antibody responses to COVID-19. Most studies have shown those who have recovered do have antibodies to the virus, but others have shown very low levels of neutralizing antibodies in their blood, which suggests an immune response that does not involve antibodies may be critical for recovery.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will be conducting antibody tests for workers at four hospitals hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. At his daily briefing, Cuomo also said he will allow local pharmacies to begin collecting samples for diagnostic tests.
It's down to about 1,100 new cases. Only in this crazy reality would 1,100 new cases be relatively good news, right?
New York's 300 laboratories have ramped up capacity with the aim of doubling output to 40,000 tests per day. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is receiving treatment after undergoing a cardiovascular procedure earlier this month, according to South Korean media. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the news comes amid speculation over Kim's health following his absence from a key anniversary event.
China has dispatched a team to North Korea to advise on the health of leader Kim Jong-un, according to three sources familiar with the situation. The group's trip, which included medical experts, doctors, and officials, came amid conflicting reports about the health of the North Korean leader. A delegation led by a senior member of the Chinese Communist Party's International Liaison Department left Beijing for North Korea on Thursday, two of the three anonymous sources said. Reuters was unable to immediately determine what the trip signaled in terms of Kim's health. South Korean government officials and a Chinese official have challenged reports that suggested Kim was in grave danger after surgery. U.S. President Donald Trump also downplayed earlier reports that Kim was gravely ill. On Friday, a South Korean source told Reuters their intelligence was that Kim was alive and would likely make an appearance soon. Reuters has not been able to independently confirm any details on Kim's whereabouts or condition, but North Korea's state media last reported on Kim's whereabouts when he presided over a meeting on April 11th.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. The coronavirus pandemic will eventually end, but experts say it will leave a lasting legacy of staggering deficits for the United States. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Congressional Budget Office is projecting the deficits will grow to $3.7 trillion this year, largely fueled by the four coronavirus relief packages. With 6 months left in the current fiscal year, the bills will pile more than $2 trillion onto the $24.6 trillion national debt. The report predicts a devastating hit to the economy this quarter at an annualized rate of decline of 40%. For the entire year, the economy is predicted to shrink by 5.6%. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Australians and New Zealanders commemorated their National Remembrance Day from home. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has details.
Traditional crowds at dawn services for the Anzac Day Memorial holiday in Australia have been replaced with candle-lit vigils in driveways. Restrictions on crowds due to the coronavirus pandemic mean the usual packed events held across the country were cancelled. The holiday marks the anniversary of Australian and New Zealand soldiers known as Anzacs landing on the Gallipoli Peninsula in 1915. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.